My name is Jason Sherry. I'm the producer of the ElvisFestival.com series of events, which includes our New Hampshire Elvis Festival.
It's either somewhere in the few hours before the show you listen to Elvis, because Elvis had deflections in his voice that are very rare amongst other singers. So you got to study that, and you got to be a student of it, more or less.
There are performers who are actually up there trying to pay tribute to Elvis and trying to do the best they can as a representative of what he was.
So I guess that's another big message. It's never about the Elvis tribute artists. It's always about Elvis. I'm from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Virginia Beach, Virginia, man.
From Virginia Beach, Virginia, please welcome Ernie Heffron.
Some people that are skeptical of the impersonator, so to speak, I wish they really understood more about the light and the legend of Elvis, that he really was a messenger that was sent here to leave a lot of great messages. And if you listen to a lot of his music, In the Ghetto, Walk a Mile in My Shoes, you know, If I Can Dream, they were all messages about us to live a better life. And so that's all we try to do, is just keep the message alive and the spirit alive of Elvis. That's it.
My name is Harun Akil from Doha, state of Qatar. I'm the first Arabic Elvis, singing Elvis song in the world. I won, first place winner in Lake George Elvis Fest. Because no one hear Elvis in our country. They're all Arabic people, you know. And that's why I need to travel 14 hours flight to come here at 7,000 miles to do Elvis here.
My name's Ross, and I'm 10 years old. I like his dancing because it's like dancing you won't find around everywhere.
You know, he started that kind of dance, and that's why Michael Jackson used to dance like that. I'm Denise LaRue, and I'm ageless. I was a baby. I heard his music. I used to get his albums when they sold albums. I had a little record player that I used to play him on, life-size posters. I've outgrown that, of course. But I don't know, it's just his music. It brings tears to my eyes when I hear some of the songs that he sings. Or when we go different places and we listen to the impersonators, close your eyes, it's almost like the real thing.
I'm